As we continue to look at CLC churches across the nation, we come to Watertown, South Dakota, and Trinity Evangelical Lutheran Church. Since we were last highlighted in February of 2018 in the Lutheran Spokesman, there are a few things that are new with us here at Trinity that we'd like to share with you. In 2019, we replaced our church organ. Our old organ had been showing its age for some time, with certain notes not playing and other issues. We had a new one custom made through Arnold Organs. Now, instead of having stops to press or pull as on a conventional organ, the new organ has all the stops displayed on touch screens. It has taken some time getting used to, but with the cost being very affordable, it was a worthwhile update for us. We have enjoyed the actual pipe organ sound it produces, as well as various pipe organs that are saved on the onboard computer available for use at the touch of an icon. For many years, we had a church sign out along the main street that runs past Trinity. In 2019, we were able to purchase a new Daktronics digital display board. It has been a real treat to change the message from the warmth of a car using a cell phone app instead of having to do so by changing plastic letters in the freezing cold of winter. Along with everyone else across the country, Trinity weathered the COVID storm that swept across our nation starting in 2020. We had been in the process of updating our audio and video equipment, and those plans were kicked into high gear when we found it necessary to worship virtually via the internet for a couple of months. Trinity member Ethan Duman stepped up and got us up and running in short order. Since then, we have resumed most of our in-person customs, but we have continued to make our services available online and encourage our shut-ins as well as those who are traveling or are sick or make use of the YouTube option for attending our services. Another thing that is new on our church property has to do with our parking lot. For many years, most of the lot has been gravel, with one portion paved with blacktop and another with cement. In the fall of 2022, we finally enacted long-desired plans to pave the whole lot with concrete. We hired out the paving and then took care of the backfilling around the lot ourselves. Yes, our parking availability was limited for a few weeks, but the end result is wonderful and makes our property much more attractive. Besides, now we have no more plowed gravel on the lawn and no more mud in the spring. For the past couple of years, Trinity member Rebecca Larson has spearheaded a new venture for us. On a December Saturday, we offer a one-day VBS program in which the children hear of the newborn Savior, sing Christmas carols, and make holiday crafts, and have some Christmas sweets, too. We've also had new faces at Trinity. Since our last article, the Lord has blessed us with internal growth in the form of a handful of infant baptisms, and as a result, our small Christian day school at Trinity is seeing slow but steady growth. During this current school year, we also had a new instructor in the classroom. Stephen Krause spent several weeks at Trinity practice teaching as part of his final year at Emmanuel Lutheran College in the education department. But no matter whether we had new video equipment or new pavement in the parking lot or a new church sign or a new organ, new students, a new VBS program, we are glad to continue offering at Trinity the never-changing but always new message of salvation and eternal life in our Savior Jesus Christ. This article was written by Paul Krause, pastor of Trinity Evangelical Lutheran Church in Watertown, South Dakota, and Zion Evangelical Lutheran Church in Hydewood Township, South Dakota.